is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So we will start tonight by going to Chicago. Mark, you've got the story. What are they doing to finally seal and end this war on drugs forever?
You know, it's a stroke of genius, as a matter of fact. Finally, somebody comes up with a bright idea on how to win the war on drugs, and it's Chicago. Okay, from the Chicago Sun-Times. Tiny plastic bags used to sell small quantities of heroin, crack cocaine, marijuana, and other drugs will be banned in Chicago under a crackdown advanced Tuesday by a city council committee. So, you know, it's not the drugs in the bags. It's the little bags.
Well, that's the secret. See, if you ban the bags, then the drug dealers won't have anything to put the drugs in. We know we can't stop drugs from coming into the country, but if we just ban the plastic bags, then that will solve the entire problem.
There you go.
The entire city's going to be cleaned up overnight.
Right, Alderman Robert Peretti. Second, I guess that's the second district, I don't know, persuaded the health committee to ban possession of self-sealing plastic bags under 2 inches and either...
Self-sealing?
No, they have to be Ziploc bags.
Oh, when you say self-sealing, it makes it sound like the bag itself is magically closing itself.
Not for the rest of us.
Gotcha.
It's 2 inches in either height or width. After picking up 15 of the bags in a recent Sunday...
Wait, so smaller than 2 inches is what's going to be banned?
In either height or width.
Got it.
So if it's 2 inches, you know, less, you know, inch and a half by an inch and a half, then it's really busting the ban. But you could have a bag that was a foot long, but only an inch and a half wide, and it's banned.
Banned, okay.
Or it could be inch and a half deep and or a
right.
foot wide.
But if I've got a 3x3 bag, then I'm okay.
You're good to go.
This is the most idiotic story that I've ever heard of in regards to the war on drugs.
So what they're going to do is some enterprising soul is going to sell 2.25 inch by 2.25 inch bags.
Yep.
All right. So
do they think that if they ban these bags, that the drug dealers are just scraping by so much that they won't be able to spend the extra tenth of a penny to buy the 3-inch bags?
Well,
or maybe they'll go whole hog and buy themselves a full-size sandwich bag or something like that.
The fact is that it doesn't cost any more as far as the bag goes. You know, is all you're going to have there is then people are going to start buying the 3-inch bags. Then you're going to be right back where you started from. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, this is absurd.
So anyway, the good alderman...
But I want to hear what they have to say for themselves.
Yeah, the good alderman was taking an afternoon stroll through the West Side Park and picked up 15 bags on a recent Sunday afternoon. Doesn't sound like West Side Park is a particularly nice place to be, by the way. But, there you go. Lieutenant Kevin Navarro, commanding officer of the Chicago Police Department's Narcotic and Gang Unit, said the ordinance will be an important tool to go after grocery stores, health food stores, and other businesses.
Oh,
the bags are used by the thousands to sell small quantities of drugs at $10 or $20 a bag. Dumb. Navarro referred to the plastic bags as marketing 101 for the drug dealers.
That's right. We need to put grocery store owners in jail over the war on drugs now.
Many of them have symbols allowing drug users to ask for Superman, Blue Dolphin, instead of the drug itself, he said. Prior to the final vote, Alderman Walter Burnett expressed a concern about arresting innocent people. He noted that the extra buttons that come with suits, shirts, and blouses, and jewelry that's been repaired come in similar plastic bags. And they do. I've got some buttons right now for a jacket of mine that I saw today in the little plastic bag, and I said, oh, that would be banned.
Yeah, you bought buttons, did you?
Yeah.
We all know there was ate the heroin.
There you go. Burnett was reassured by language that states, here you go, Ian, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
One reasonably should know that such items will be or are being used to package, transfer, deliver, or store a controlled substance.
Well, one, of course, everyone knows that, don't they?
Violators
don't they?
Would be punished by a $1,500 fine. And of course, the good aldermen are going to be, the police that are doing the alderman's work here, they're going to be reasonable. in, you know, they wouldn't go after somebody's soup buttons. Now, would they? Just because they happened to find a bag, a little bag that was 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch with some suit buttons in it, they wouldn't arrest somebody for that. Now, would they?
Who
give
knows,
them a $1,500 fine?
I would be shocked if they would do something like that. You would think they
if they want you for some reason, you mouthed off or something
true.
Like that. They didn't like the look. They didn't like the way your hair was parted. Whatever it was, you can believe they're going to go after you for a suit button bag.
But they're targeting store owners here. Is what they're doing. They're targeting the grocers and the people that are selling whoever it is that's selling the bulk bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they're going to go after, I would bet.
Well, yeah, but you know that they've got this fine in place now, so they can just go after whomever is convenient.
That's true.
So
I'll see how far they take it.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Health Committee Chairman Ed Smith, 28th, whatever the hell that is, said the ban was part of a desperate attempt to stop what he called the most destructive force in Chicago neighborhoods. We need to use every measure that we possibly can to stop it because it is destroying our kids. They can try to put them over their mouths and they can inhale the whole bag. Choke. Yeah, that's dumb. Okay, so my wife, you know, she's a bit of a health food gal. She likes the herbal remedies for things. I have so many pills foisted on me in a given day, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Some of them, most of them I consider to be complete voodoo. But there are ones that I've noticed a difference in myself from taking, no doubt. But she has a bag, she has these little bags that she gets them from work. They have Evolution Chiropractic written on them.
Hmm.
And she puts little pills in there and sends them off with me. Sometimes I take them, sometimes I don't. It's mm-hmm. much more likely I'll take them if she's around. But, you know, there you go. She would be violating the rules. And she's a Chicagoan. So
well, apparently the chiropractic office would also be violating the rules as well.
Yeah, we lock up the chiropractor. God knows he's contributing to the biggest problem Chicago neighborhoods have ever seen.
So there's a has this passed or is this proposed?
I believe this is proposed, but they're
odds
on board.
Are good pass. I mean,
they're
is,
on board this for this
one. This is the
one.
Same city that banned foie gras.
Excuse me, persuaded the health committee to ban possession.
So it has been banned?
Yes.
Okay. This is the same city that banned foie gras. I mean, these people are out of their minds. This is the same place that I think they wanted to ban box stores from coming in because they just don't want people to be able to buy things cheap.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And it's just one asinine law after the other. And you would think that if they were really wanting to target the drug dealers, they would be targeting the people selling bulk bags. But no, it's if you possess one bag, then you're in violation of this new statute.
From what I can tell, you know, if one of the aldermen is listening to the show and says, and there's in fact a bag number that one has to be in possession mm-hmm. of, but according to what I've read here, the bags themselves are contraband. That's it. $1,500 fine. One little 1.5 by 1.5 inch bag.
All this is going to do is increase the trash. I mean, if they found 15 2x2-inch bags on the floor, the ground of the park, they're going to find 15 3x3-inch bags.
Right. This is what baffles me about it is, do they really think that it's going to even slow things down? I think that the bags, I would guess, I haven't measured the bags that my wife has, but I'm certain they're about 2 inches by 3 inches.
Okay.
Now, she's got the big, these are heavy-duty bags. They've got the printing on them.
Yeah.
The chiropractor didn't skimp at all. He got the good stuff. Are you telling me that they're not going to come up with these bags, these particular bags that she uses?
I don't know even where you go to get these bags. I mean, if you're a drug dealer, where do you go to buy those things? The head shop?
I would assume, you know, wherever. Where, I would assume health food stores have them, and, you know, and drug dealers can get these things, you
sure,
know?
Sure.
I don't know where you get them.
I go to eBay. I'm sure they're on eBay.
Well, but no drug dealer goes to eBay.
Well, how do you know that?
It doesn't seem likely to me. Now, the stereotype image I have in my mind, I just don't believe the drug dealers are going to eBay. But I can tell you one thing about my stereotypes. The story last night about the kid with the mohawk. One of our friends busted up my stereotype. Apparently he had a mohawk when he was 5 years old in kindergarten.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It doesn't get any more asinine than that. They are really out of ideas as far as winning this war on drugs thing. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, over to America's Greatest Sports Car Event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th and 15th. Don't miss it.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. See you in here with you.
And Mark.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it for free right there on the front page of the website. Enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference and see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
So we just finished this story out of Chicago, where apparently the health board can just go ahead and make its own law in Chicago. The health board has decided to outlaw the little teeny baggies that you might have seen. I don't know if you've never bought heroin or cocaine or whatever it is that comes in those baggies. I myself have never purchased a drug that has come in one of these baggies, but I am aware of them. If you've seen them, the movies, you've probably seen these little baggies before.
Yeah, they're just little Ziploc baggies.
Yeah. And so they have said that this is going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
That banning
poppycock
baggies is going to stop people from what? Selling drugs? Buying drugs? Are you've got to be kidding me. That anybody could possibly consider this even an option that will have any effect whatsoever. Well, is bewildering to me how someone could delude themselves that
Lieutenant
way.
Lieutenant Kevin Navarro, commanding officer of the Chicago Police Department's Narcotic and Gang Unit, said the ordinance will be an important tool to go after grocery stores, health food stores, and other businesses. Right here, he says so.
Well, yeah, you're going to bust grocery stores for selling baggies, but that's not going to stop people from buying and selling drugs.
See, here's what I don't understand. I mean, first off, obviously they're not going to give anybody an opportunity to divest themselves of these bags. They're not going to say, in 30 days, bags that are less than 2 inches in either height or width will be banned.
Yeah,
so
they just
all they're
going to
do is take law-abiding citizens that are selling bags for God knows what reason.
Turn them into criminals.
They're going to turn them into criminals. Give them these $1,500 fines, then those people are going to say, whoa, I'm not selling that crap anymore. Then they're going to see what the law says, or they're going to hear what the law says, and they're going to start selling bags that are 3 inches by 3 inches.
And then they can pass a law outlawing those.
And then pretty soon, there won't be any baggies. You can't put your sandwich in anything.
No more gallon-sized bags either, because you got to put the big drugs have to go in something bigger too. So we should ban that as well while we're at it.
I can't imagine what.
If you ban the gallon-sized bags, then no one can sell marijuana anymore, because a lot of that comes in baggies too.
Yeah, I know that heroin and crack may come in smaller quantities, and I guess they may use the little bags. I myself have never seen drugs come in these little bags either. I haven't bought a lot of drugs. I guess it's been a long time since I would have seen any bags like that. But, the marijuana comes in larger bags. What are they going to do about that?
Sometimes marijuana, for instance, comes in bales, and it's wrapped in various different substances.
Are they going to ban twine?
Well, I'm thinking maybe if you ban the various wrapping substances, like garbage bags, what else do they use? Sometimes they put peanut butter on the inside, so you have like a garbage bag, and then on the inside there'll be a bunch of peanut butter inside there, and then there'll be another layer of like saran wrap kind of wrapped around. I mean, they put all kinds of layers. So if they ban saran wrap, and then they ban peanut butter, and they ban garbage bags, then they'll just have to be carrying the bricks themselves, and that'll make it so they smell more and make them easier to catch.
When they set the drugs down, they either set them on a table or something that's on the ground. So if we ban the ground, then we'll be better off.
You know, we should also ban postal scales, Mark, because scales are very important to drug dealers. If you can't measure out the drugs, you won't know how much you're selling. You're going to have to use the eyeball method, and that's not a good way to do business. So if we ban all postal scales, then drug dealers will no longer be able to actually measure their wares. Of course, anybody that wants to send something via eBay won't be able to measure their packages either. But that's okay. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices to help our friends and family members, to help keep them off drugs.
And the other thing about this is they're not actually banning all the bags, just bags that one would reasonably assume don't contain such items as, suit buttons or things for blouses and shirts, stuff like the jewelry that's been repaired, these kind of things. One has to be, the cop's going to be reasonable in assuming this, I assume.
Well, I thought they said earlier that everybody knows that these bags are used for drugs.
Well, they know that those bags, they know which bags are being used for drugs. Now, I think honestly, the gentleman that walked through the West Side Park here, Robert Ferretti, and found 15 such bags on a recent Sunday afternoon in a stroll through West Side Park. Mm-hmm. I think that guy's right. I think that there were probably drugs in those 15 bags, and I think they are selling drugs in those little bags.
No doubt about it.
But the problem here is, you would assume that somebody who's using these drugs to treat themselves medically would reasonably not be charged by a cop, but he will. You know that person will. These cops, they are not, they don't think. They're not, they don't use their brains, and when they do, they get in trouble.
Yeah, they'll just see the bags, and that'll be it. That the bag, and that's it.
I mean, are they going to go after tailors?
Oh, the people with suits and that
sort of thing? Yeah, cops, are they going to go in there? They're sewing the little bags, right?
I have to say, that seems like a stretch, because those people will be outraged by it.
Why aren't the health food stores outraged? I carry my vitamins around on at least several times a week in a little bag very similar to these that they're describing.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to chime in on this one. Also, in the world of asinine news, this one from San Carlos. The Examiner, Examiner.com, reporting that a man who claims to have reduced his waste to nearly nothing out of concern for the environment now faces a lawsuit from San Carlos for canceling his garbage collection service. Eddie House, who's 53, says he was shocked when he was served with a lawsuit Sunday at his Cedar Street home. The lawsuit filed by the deputy city attorney seeks a permanent injunction forcing House to maintain garbage service. City officials are also seeking to recoup from House the costs of the lawsuit. The lawsuit claims House broke the city's municipal code requiring all residential, commercial, and industrial properties to contract with Allied Waste for pickup at least once a week, a standard requirement in most cities, according to the city manager.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Did he actually cancel his service, or did he stop putting trash out? Or is he in trouble for not putting trash out, or is he in trouble for not paying, essentially?
It says he canceled his service. It says the House stopped his service with Allied Waste about a year ago after realizing his garbage cans were nearly always empty. He says, it's just me and my dog, so I don't have a whole lot of garbage to begin with, and I recycle everything, he says.
I don't think he acts like such a pious individual, but he's keeping that dog prisoner there. That dog would rather run free in the fields, and he's holding it prisoner. Evil animal abuser.
House recycles paper, metal, plastics, regularly hauling them in his pickup truck to a recycling center and collecting the refund, he said. A little backyard waste he generates is ground.
He gets a refund for the metal. He doesn't get any refund for the paper or the plastic.
And that might be some subsidized thing. Who knows? It's California, Mark.
Yeah, anything goes. 800-259-9231.
More about this guy and the fact that in some places it's mandatory that you do business with certain organizations. In this case, the garbage collectors. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Chime in here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It shields you from wind and rain and from stinging bees and low-flying objects. Nope, it's not your mom, but it does protect you when you drive. When I come back, I'll tell you what it is. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Ancient road warriors used shields for protection, and so do you. You're a thoroughly modern windshield. Yes, the first drivers used goggles to fend off weather and bugs. Then these were replaced by plate glass, which protected better but shattered easily. Finally, in the mid-20s, lamination was introduced. In this process, used today, two glass layers are sandwiched around a flexible, clear sheet of laminate designed to prevent glass from shattering into the passenger cabin. Thanks to windshields and moms, trips down life's highways are safer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
So we continue the story here from San Carlos in California, where a man has been sued by the city because he canceled his garbage collection service.
Scofflaw.
Now, according to city law or city statutes,
ordinance,
the code, they claim he broke it because the code requires all commercial, residential, and industrial properties to contract with Allied Waste for pickup at least once a week. Isn't that interesting, Mark? I didn't know that pieces of land could contract.
Hmm.
Huh. That's almost magical that a plot of land can enter into an agreement with a company. Well, apparently in the world of legal land, it all is okay. And so they're saying that because his plot of land no longer is contracting with the garbage company, they are going to sue him. And they're going to sue him to get him to hook up the service again and pay for whatever the costs were that the city incurred by bringing him into court. Which can't
That's
be much
fair.
Because it's their court.
That's fair. Well, they'll
make up a number.
It's not how much more they incurred. They'll just charge him for the time that they would have, you know, paid for on their own.
Here's what he does, though. He recycles paper, metal, and plastics, regularly hauling them to the recycling center. And what little backyard waste he generates is ground into powder by his wood chipper, and food scraps are either pulverized by his garbage disposal or eaten by his dog. House's larger items are either sold or given to people on Craigslist, he said. He says, I don't understand the city ordinance that requires you to fill up a can. That's downright foolishness, he said.
Well, it's welcome to legal land.
Well, I don't know if the ordinance requires you fill up the can, but it does require that you have their
right.
service.
They don't, you know, the garbage company wouldn't care if it never had to stop at your house.
Right.
They just want you to pay for it.
Murrah said that House's lack of garbage service was brought to the attention of city officials after neighbors complained that House was causing foul smells by burning his garbage. He acknowledges that the fire department was called to his house several times, but says that each time he was simply burning firewood. House has made ongoing complaints to city officials over the apartment building next door, which he claims was built too close to his home and generates litter and parking problems.
There you go. You know, he created problems and called in the cops and all that other stuff. And
bad karma came around to bite him.
Made himself some enemies inside the neighborhood. And then, the people inside the neighborhood decided they didn't like him because he was causing problems. And there you go.
He said that he fears being sued by the city as retribution for being a sore thumb. But the city bureaucrat denied the action was personal. He said that, we don't go out looking for these things.
They didn't have to go out looking. Someone complained. Why did they complain? Because he complained on them.
When the city does take code enforcement action, it's usually something that's brought to our attention by neighbors. And I'd like to just interject here that it is all personal. When you're telling someone they have to do something
right. You
with their
call
property.
It personal or whatever you want to call it. It's their life you're messing with.
Right. And I'm sorry, but that is personal. It's certainly not business. 1-800-259-9231. So, yes, this guy is not perfect. He's a busybody, too. And so, if you want to look at it that way, he's getting what goes around comes around. But at the same time, I don't think he's doing anything wrong in this particular case. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your own business when it comes to trash reduction or when it comes to handling your garbage situation.
No.
In fact, just so you know, here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, there is no city requirement that you have garbage service. There's no monopoly garbage collector out there. There are different organizations, at least five different companies around here that will come and pick up your garbage for you. Or, if you don't hire any of those companies, no one's going to come. So then you better pack it in the back of your pickup truck or whatever and take it out to the dump yourself.
Well, your previous renters just dropped it off in the back room. Yeah.
That was nice because we got to clean that up. But anyway, my point here is that we don't need the government to tell us all how to get rid of our garbage. We don't need this one-size-fits-all government solution to say you must have garbage service from this company. They don't even have to tell you you have to have garbage service. Here in New Hampshire, where we live, we manage to get it done all by ourselves. Why is that? Well, because we, most of us at least, don't want garbage sitting on our property. And we're willing to pay someone. In my case, I pay $27 a month. $27 a month to have someone pick up my garbage.
It sounds like a little more than what I paid in Sarasota, but I can understand why that's so because, you know, when you have a company that does all of it, they're driving trucks all over the place. But still, I'd rather have the choice.
Oh, and I can tell you this, that I know that I never had to put up some of the stuff out in my garbage cans that you have, Mark, but I remember you told me stories back in Sarasota about how they were very, very picky about what you could throw away.
Constantly.
How you could throw it away. You had to wrap it this way.
It had to be a certain length.
Bale it here and throw it there and put it out.
Some of the things they just wouldn't take.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with an old paint can? Well, they won't. The garbage guys won't take it. They're going back to the dump. But you have to take it there on one specific day a month that they have for poison day or something like that. What do you do with an old computer? They won't take that thing either.
Are you serious?
No.
Well, anyway,
if you have an old computer, you better put it on Craigslist or something like that.
This up here, I've never had an issue. They've taken week after week, whatever it is I've thrown out, week after week, no complaints. I don't even use a garbage can. I use those totes.
Yeah, the little Tupperware thing.
Yeah, little lockable totes, you know, where they got the little locks on the side. That way beasties can't get into them. Works a lot better than a garbage can. It's not as top heavy.
Yeah, not as top heavy is what I would say the advantage to that thing.
You can't knock it over, and the beasties can't get into it. So they never complained about that. Boy, if that were down south, they'd be complaining. This is an unapproved garbage
container.
Can.
Yep, unapproved container.
This is illegal. We're going to fine you every single day until you finally get the correct can.
You know, one of the biggest problems I had with the garbage men down in Florida is it's almost impossible to throw away a garbage can. When a garbage can gets old and beaten up and you just don't know what to do with it anymore, you can't get rid of it. They won't take the damn thing. You put it out there. I put a note on it one time.
Take me.
And please, they win. There it was again, like an old albatross just waiting for me. You can't throw away a garbage can.
That's a good point. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything and talk to Daniel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I remember you guys were talking about the plastic baggies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you talked about they were being banned. Where are they exactly being banned?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yes,
well,
city of.
That's not really going to do us any good, I think, because what about everything else everywhere? What about the most, like, drug in New York? What about all those things?
It wouldn't matter if it were a federal ban. It won't do any good because it's not going to stop anything. Then you've made baggies an underground product, and the black market will have to distribute baggies now.
Even if we didn't have baggies, though, there in the 80s and everything like that, there were a lot more things that people used to use, like tinfoil and other things like that.
Rip off a piece of an envelope, saran wrap.
Yeah, things like that. What's going to make them stop from using the insulin from a cigarette pack, even?
Yeah, not a damn thing will make them stop. And that's why this is just so asinine. That the idea that this is going to, in any way, put a dent in the drug trade is completely absurd. And thank you for the call tonight, Daniel. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
on
your
mind, Jeff?
Yeah, hey, I just want to let you guys know, I came across something. I tell you, it's really interesting, and the reason it's so good is because it's all in the government's own documents. At the university, I came across a book, and the book is rather an older book. It's called American Police State, and then it says The Government Against the People, and it's by David Wise from 1976.
Oh, wow.
And I've never, you know, read anything quite like it. Chapter 13 says restoring the balance. And
was he making the argument that it was a police state back in the 70s?
Well, I tell you, if you read chapter 13 in this book by David Wise, it's W-I-S-E, I tell you guys, it's...
Why don't you give us the executive summary in a moment? Hang on, 800-259-9231, and your call's coming up. Bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Head over to the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and grab some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Good quality stuff, including hoodies and T-shirts and hats in a variety of colors and options. You'll find it all and more at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls. Talk to Jeff in Nevada. You're telling us about a book you came across written in the 70s called The American Police State. And you were highlighting one particular chapter, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get out. Give us the executive summary of why you thought this was so outstanding, Jeff.
Well, I tell you, I've done a lot of research on the government, and I think it's one of the best descriptions of the intelligence community. And I think the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in Congress should be faxed a copy of Chapter 13, Restoring the Balance, because, I mean, this is all in the government's own documents. And again, the book was written by David Weiss, W-I-S-E, from 1976. And I tell you, just a paragraph, I mean, I can't even put in the words, there's the chapter's, it's not that long, but it's got enough information in it. But it says for some four decades, a period roughly spanning seven administrations, the government's intelligence and police agencies have broken the law and violated the Constitution. They have done so secretly and out of view of the governed, often under cover of the darkness at midnight. That's just one of the paragraphs. But, I mean, I can't even put into words everything that this is talking about here.
So it's mostly an indictment against, like, the CIA and the NSA and the sort of intelligence agencies?
Right. It says, it further says, the government, through its intelligence agencies, created a system of institutionalized lawbreaking. And, I mean,
it sounds like he was on to something, because I'm just looking at a story here. The FBI is now confirming that they have violated more privacy, according to the AP. We can touch on this in a little bit. But it sounds to me like it was more hidden back in the 70s, and now they're just doing it right out in the open,
right,
and they're admitting to it.
Right. It further says the police and intelligence agencies have been misused by presidents, or whether the agencies are out of control themselves, engaged in abuse of power. And, of course, he goes on to say the answer in this case is both. So, in any event, also let me just add that I want everybody to do a Google search and type in Renegade Movement for my political blog.
All right. There's enough plugs for tonight. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. 800-259-9231.
That's Renegade Movement.
Oh, God, stop it. You're supposed to be selling advertisements, not giving people free plugs.
DJ Blaze tickles the crap out of me. I'm sorry.
That's his pseudonym.
This is DJ Blaze. Nom de plume.
All right. So, yes, continuing with your calls. We'll talk maybe about the FBI privacy violation thing here in a moment, since it's related. But first, we go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you very much indeed for taking my call. And your beautiful programming is always the best in GCN. I would like to talk about this gentleman, Lance Briggs, was a month into his new job at Oregon Lottery when a sheriff deputy stopped him for speeding, then arrested him for allegedly driving under influence, and after so tested, raised suspicions. Briggs wasn't intoxicated. It turned out he was below zero on the breath test at the Polk County Jail in Oregon. And a urine sample sent out that night came back negative for drugs.
Okay.
Officials never filed charges against him. None of those details matter. 2 weeks later, the lottery, they fired him from his job. Oregon Lottery, they fired him from his job. Though he had not been charged with a crime. Let alone convicted agency official said Briggs was required to notify them about the facts of his arrest.
The fact that he was arrested. His bosses claim that I don't see any reason why they should why he should have to tell his bosses that he was arrested when he wasn't when he was clearly not guilty of anything.
Well, yeah, and it's very unusual that government bureaucrats will be fired in this case.
Political in some way.
Yeah, there must have been somebody targeting him and looking for a reason to get rid of him.
Right, and then the 22-year-old did not consider a mistaken traffic arrest a reportable offense.
Yeah.
I have been penalized for doing nothing wrong.
Well,
the bridge says.
Yeah, I see where he's coming from, and I, you know, again, it's a government job. Most of the time, government bureaucrats. And thank you for the call.
It could happen to anybody. It could happen to anybody at any job.
Right. You can't expect to be able to keep your job for all eternity. I mean, something could happen. They could cut the budget or whatever it is that happens. For whatever the reason is, you could be out the door tomorrow. That's the way it is with jobs. You don't own your job. And I know government bureaucrats feel like they own their jobs maybe a little bit more than the average employee because they, you know, they know that they got tenure or whatever and they're not going to ever get
unfair
fired.
Unfair treatment is unfair treatment and it should be talked about.
Sure, sure. All I'm saying is when you contract with government, don't be surprised if they end up screwing you over for something. If they promise you a pension and you don't end up getting what you were promised, well, You did a deal with the devil, if you will. Not that I believe in the devil, but the government is an evil organization of people doing violence, that offering their products and services at the point of the threat of violence. And so, don't be surprised when they go and they do something awful to you. That's all I'm saying. So go on, move on with your life. It's terrible. Maybe you've learned the lesson. Don't work for government. Go and actually do something productive. How about that? Let's continue. Talk to John in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Yeah, man, that's good advice for that guy. But,
what's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. You were on police corruption and garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Start with the police corruption?
Sure.
All right, well, if you carry a $100 bill with you, you get pulled over, and you can't flash that $100 bill, I guarantee you will get a ticket.
Now, have you actually tried this?
Now, as far as garbage goes.
Wait a minute. Well, slow down. Let's talk about the $100 bill thing. Have you actually tried this out?
I've seen it. come on, man. Let's be real.
I think it's dangerous, is what I think.
They don't make any money for what they do.
Well, you know, some of them make pretty good money, but everybody wants $100.
Well, yeah, that's how they do it.
But you know, I think that in some cases it'll definitely work. Somebody will take your $100 and
with the
driver's
man.
License, and other times they'll say, you're trying to bribe me, and then you're in even worse trouble.
Diehard there might,
Yeah, you don't want to run up on RoboCop doing that.
Well, now, you never tell them it's a bribe. The way I was going to do it once.
No. You just kind of shake hands with them, and the $100 bill changes hands.
I wouldn't do it that way either. Here's how I would do it.
Here's how I would do it.
I used to actually.
That's the way it's done.
Why don't you make your other point, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
All right.
My other point is about garbage.
Yes.
Yeah, you ever seen Elsa's restaurant?
Have I ever been out to a restaurant?
Have you ever seen the song Alice's Restaurant?
I've heard
it. You know, in the old days, we used to be able to burn our garbage, but now that corporate America burns so much of the crap in the air, we're not allowed to burn our garbage anymore.
Right, because you could add to the particulate waste of the air.
Was that your point,
John? Well, it was minimal before they started putting all this crap in the air.
Well, first of all, I'm with you. I think that people should be able to burn stuff. It's their own property. They should be able to set whatever fires they want to. So long as they don't jeopardize their neighbor's property. John, thanks for the call tonight. All right, so my answer on the bribery thing, because he was just going to go and yammer on underneath me. Here's what I would suggest. And I never actually had the chance to try this, but I had it for a long time. I had this set up. It's just I never got pulled over, so I never had the opportunity to really see if it would work. The idea is you take the $100 bill, and you stick it, you'd like paper clip your driver's license together with your car insurance, because when they pull you over, or like your registration, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all your registration, your license, all clipped together. And then in the middle, you fold up a $100 bill and you slip it in there. And so when they ask for your license and registration, you just hand them that little packet.
And there's a $100 bill in there.
And there's a $100 bill in there. So that way, when they take it back to their car, as they always do for their little 10-minute-long thing that they do, then they will come across the $100 bill. And at that point, it would be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, it's $100 that's on the line. Are they going to take the $100, give you a ticket anyway? Will they take the $100 and leave you alone? Will they ignore the $100 and give it back to you? I don't know what would happen.
I don't think they can give you. They can't get you for bribing.
No.
Oh, hey, how did that get in there?
That was my emergency money.
Oh, sorry about that.
Right, because if you get, lose your wallet or something like that, it's good to have $100 bill in the car somewhere, and that's just where you happen to keep it. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.